And see this is what was that old thing, what was in Cain when Adam committed high treason and it separated him from God. This violent, evil, murdering, lying, cheating, adultery, ungodly spirit came from Lucifer in his being. And it affected his entire being. It affected his mind. It affected his body. You ever notice Adam lived 900 years. Methuselah lived 969 years. But as time progresses and time moves on, you notice men and women start living what? Less and less, because sin was progressing. And their bodies, see, your body, my body, from the original creation of God, was designed to live forever, free of pain, free of lack, free of anything, because it was no such thing like that in the earth until Adam committed high treason. And now God get accused of doing these things to teach us. So, let's get back to our scripture there. Go to the next verse. So I want you to see. Go to the next verse. And all things are of God. How many? Note he said, therefore, any man being Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's what he's talking about. So we keep it in the right setting. All these things that have become new, all these things are of God. Because the old things are gone. So he's not talking about what's gone. He's talking about what has come. These things that have come. And that's what he's talking about. All things are of God. Who has? Who what? Who has? I got my wife. Boy, thank God for her. She helped me out. Amen. Then I got Natoya. And who else? And Michelle not here. Anybody else in here, a school teacher? Will somebody tell me what tenth is has? Has means it has to be already done, because you can't go in the past and make it become now or future, can you? Because we have what? A past, present, future. Present is what we're doing right now. Future, what we're going to or coming to. Right? So it said, all things are of God, who has what? Reconciled us to himself. You know what reconciled mean? Okay, since you don't know, we are going to find out. Who has reconciled all things to himself by Jesus Christ. So I'm going to read it so we can get the clear picture. Ooh, this eternal truth here will set you free. Young people, it'll set you free. You'll find out Satan have been deceiving you, got you doing stuff you had no business, and you'll never profit from it. It's destructive, and it will kill you. It seems so fun. But he's setting you up to kill you and destroy you. Who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us, see, given to us, I'm including it to us, and I'm up here talking about what he had given to us. The ministry of what? Reconciliation. Keep going. To wit mean to know that God was where? In Christ, doing what? Reconciling the world unto himself. This is what he did. Reconcile the world to himself not what? Imputing their trespasses unto them. And what? Has committed unto us what? The word what? Reconciliation. The word reconciliation. You got me the King James. I want to amplify it, please. I want to amplify it. I need to amplify it, please. Back up to 18. I need to amplify it. All right. But all these things are from God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. Now watch it. Making us what? Acceptable to him. And gave us the ministry of reconciliation. So that by our what? Example, we might bring others to him. We're going to deal with that reconciliation. That is, that God was what? In Christ, doing what? Reconciling the world to himself. That's what I know. I knew I wasn't getting it. Here we go. See, this is what reconciliation is. He was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. All right? What did he do? Not counting people's sins against them. But what? Canceling them. And doing what? And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. That is what? Restoration to favor with God. All right, let's deal with that. See, when I first started preaching, I didn't know this. So I had this message and I preached it to people. And I guess that when you don't know, you just do what you think you know, right? And I preach the message, if God going to get you for this, you mess up, he going to get you for that. And then I finally realized if he wanted to get me, he had done got me, right? But he wants you to know that your sin debt, now you see, you get this. Your sin debt, what you used to be before Jesus reconciled, made you right with God, put you in right standing with God, before he brought forth the message of reconciliation, that you now can choose God. Whereas before, you was under control of Satan. And before Jesus came and did what he did, you couldn't choose God. You were locked in, bound to, couldn't get loose. And Jesus came and loosed you. Hallelujah. And now he said, go preach the message of reconciliation. Go be reconciled to God. He has committed that to me, to you. And he want me to get you to understand, young peoples, what the world is trying to give you is death. But I redeem you. And if a person don't accept this redemptive work that Jesus has done and God has made available, when they die in this life without making that choice of Jesus, they're going to wake up in another world and it's going to be in flame. It's going to be in torment. It's going to be in pain. Whew. Let's see. So I'm going to show you all of this in the scripture. See, God wants you to be filled with his fullness, so Satan can't put his misery on you. His misery, his fear, his lack, his destruction. He wants you to be filled with his fullness. When something is full, there's no room. What that song y'all sang, T?